SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Great to have you with us here. We've got a lot to do. I've got NFL nuggets for Joe. I've got, we got big games on Friday night. Like, honestly, two game sixes in the NHL. A game six in the NBA with the Knicks in Indiana. So just a monster night. Full baseball slate. Huge weekend with the PGA Championship. Just a lot going on, as we like here in mid. We got the Preakness on Saturday, Joe?
Yes.
Don't forget about that. Have you dug a little bit deeper into that, or are you just going just steal, win tickets?
No, I'm throwing out the favorites. I'm throwing out Magatu or whatever, and I'm throwing out Mystic Dan, and I'm going with just steal and the field.
What's your problem with Magatu?
I hear a lot of mushers talking about it, and I don't want anywhere near the favorites. I don't care how good he looks. I don't care, you know, he broke his maiden with a whole bit. He's, I don't need to hear that. What I need to know is how many mushes and people think he's going to win. A majority, I'm going the other way. That's the only way I bet these races. The chalk and the 5-2 and the 3-2 shots and the, he's a 5-4 shot. So you win nickels. I can't do it.
Wow.
Can't do it. Just can't.
Interesting.
That's fine. You want to do that and you want to sit there all day and, you know, eat hot dogs and sauerkraut and drink a Mountain Dew and you know, bet 50 cents a trifecta. That's fine. God bless you. But I'm not. It's these races for me are go big or go home. That's it. It's a lottery ticket. Just steal.
That's it then. I mean, you laid it all out.
I laid it all out. That's it. I put the wet rag right on it. Dampered it right out for you.
He certainly did. Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two. Joe Lisi. Okay, Joe. You were saying something to me earlier. What? About the NFL schedule and the gurus. Go ahead and get into that.
Well,
what were you trying to say
to me? Everybody comes out when these schedules come out, and everybody thinks they have it all figured out. Everybody's got it all figured out. I know. They got it all figured out.
Who's got it figured out? Tell me.
Well, I'm just saying people in the industry, everybody's got it all figured out. You know?
Oh, are you mad about the thing I sent you about Burrow?
No, that's part of it. But, you know, everybody's got an opinion. And we're part of that. I know, I get it. But that doesn't mean I have to like it. I'm part of the problem. You're right. I throw my opinion in. But guess what? I'm more times right than I'm wrong. Want to bash me? Bash me. Go ahead. You can't handle the truth.
If you can. I mean, that's just the way that it is.
K-Hero? K-Hero?
Few can handle it.
That's it.
Right?
Well, am I wrong? Sometimes. You saw everybody tweet, oh, yeah, this team, that team, I got it all. I have the whiteboard out, I know.
Now, did they put, like, the entire season out? Like, some of these books have put, like, the entire season every single game up on the board.
Well, they have a lot, believe it or not. I mean, the Duel has a, I go straight to the college. They got a lot for the college.
Well, we're not talking about the college right now.
I know.
The NFL schedule just came out. That's why.
Can't be a buzzkill with that, right? They have the whole week one slate. What do you mean? They got the week one. They got you know, like the games of interest. The Duel has them. I mean, they got like, they got week one, and then they got September 16th, October 6th, October 12th. They got all the overseas games. Kansas City, San Francisco, October 20th. That's a win. That's a loss. Dallas, San Francisco, San Fran, and Messiah Purdy.
They only have like week one, Joe. They didn't put up any of the. They put up a couple of games.
What are you talking about? I got them right here. What game you want?
They just have week one.
No, they don't.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm looking October 6th, Minnesota, 3.5
points. Yeah, that's the international game, isn't it?
Okay, October 20th, Chiefs and 49ers is an international game?
That's a very heavy tentpole game on the schedule.
Is that a KenPom game? Is that a KenPom?
Hold on here. Let me see what I got for you, Joe.
But is that a KenPom game?
Yeah, some books have all the weeks. Some have all the weeks and some don't.
Got to get the algos up to par. What can I say?
Yeah, I'm looking at one now that has more than week one. It has all of week two, all of week three.
So lay it on me. What do you want to talk about? Let's go.
I'm just saying. I'm looking to you told me all the gurus are out.
I got all the answers.
You've got all the answers.
Got them all.
This Colt team, I'm surprised people are so high on, too.
Well, I mean, they got Jonathan Taylor. I mean, you know, and Steichen did a pretty good job last year. And now you got A.D. Mitchell and Michael Pittman. I mean, you can't say they don't have weapons. No?
Richardson going to stay healthy?
Well, it's a mean question. It's the $64 question here. I don't know. Here's what I want to know. The biggest question for me doesn't even revolve around like Purdy and Aaron Rodgers and all the, you know, and Jaden Daniels. You know what the biggest question mark for me is coming into the season? I really want to see what Deshaun Watson is. Because that team, to be disrespected as a 20-1 shot to win the championship after they made the playoffs last year, okay? Has a legit, if he could play 80% of his former self, they have a legitimate shot. I mean, I just don't understand it. I know the defense fell off a cliff at the end of the regular season, but they're still better than the Chargers. They're better than the Jets. Come on. You got to be kidding me. They're better than the Steelers right now. No.
Man, all I've seen today, that's the other thing I've seen all day today, how hard the end of the season schedule is for the Steelers. The hardest end of the season schedule in the history of the NFL.
History?
6 division games in their last, whatever it is, 10 weeks or something like that. Never been done before.
Yeah.
Maybe they won't go over for the first time in a while.
It's possible.
No, people. Shane wants the college football system play.
Who does?
Shane in Arkansas.
He wants the system play. What, futures or what is he asking?
I think the game. One of the games. You said all the college football lines are up now. People want college football picks from you. That's what it sounds like to me. Notre Dame getting 1.5 at College Station. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. So, listen, you got to give the people what they want. You have the college football week one smash play, I guess. So is that that's what people want from you?
Is that what they want?
It sounds like it. You know, you laid the crumb out there, and somebody wanted to gobble it up. So,
all right, you ready?
Yeah.
Michigan plus the 3.5 over Texas.
That's week two game, but
no, it's September 7th.
Yeah, week two, week three.
You want
either way? It's an early. It's either way. It's an early. It's a look ahead line.
They don't. I'm.
So you think that Michigan's going to smash Texas?
I'm willing to take that shot. I think they run all over them. How about that?
Big noon kickoff.
I think they run all over them. Donovan Edwards might have 250 yards in that game.
Who do they got favored for the Big Ten? Ohio State plus 165. Michigan plus 550 to win the Big Ten, huh?
Yeah.
Penn State with the same odds. God, Penn State never beats anybody.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that Ohio State's not going to win the Big Ten, and neither is Michigan. Maybe we'll get somebody else in there this year.
Penn State?
No, not that.
Oregon?
Oregon. That would be great if they went and won the first year. Right?
Yeah.
That'd be great if the West Coast teams came in and one of them won.
That would be fantastic. That's it.
Oh, boy.
I got excited.
I wonder what you got excited about. Oh, I see what you got excited about. There you go, Joe. There you go.
All right.
Not bad for you. Alt overs, right? Alt overs.
That's it.
It's okay. I mean, it doesn't matter who wins the game, Joe. You got over that Ray Red Sox game on Wednesday, on Thursday night. You got over it.
That's it.
Over the hump. Now, what do you need now to finish that off?
Bruins.
The Bruins, and that's to win the series?
Yep.
So this game on Friday night is massive for you now.
Massive. But they got no shot.
You got a lot of juice in this game.
They got no shot. People already told me. I'm not a wheel like some other people. They got no shot. They got no shot to win. I'm not a hockey wheel. I don't do this bet hockey for a living. I'm not a wheel play. I do this for a living. 47 years, race cars.
Panthers minus 150. Bruins plus $1.25. 5.5 total. Friday night first game. So you have two game sixes on Friday night. You have that one, and then you have the Dallas-Colorado game, which we can get to in a moment, because you have some significant interest there as well.
Correct.
In that game. So now you talk about having juice. I mean, you got juice on the table for both these hockey games. You're a big hockey guy here now.
I am.
Big Friday night hockey guy is Joe Lisi. Huge.
See, now why do you got to bash it like that?
I'm not bashing it. I think it's great. I think that you got it. It's just like the golf. We wet the beak with Toasty with you.
Wet.
suddenly you're involved in the PGA Championship now. You're ready to go. And now you've become hockey guy.
But you knew I would. Wait a second. This is not a one. I did it last year. Could we at least give the street cred last year?
You had some street cred last year.
Not my first rodeo. I only kick it up during playoff time. I told you, regular season, it's just like, you know, I'm a prime-time player. I'm not Kirk Cousins. I'm Mahomes when it comes to the hockey. They got the Bruins 27.
I'll have to. You know, it's hard because I have the Panthers winning that series in a parlay. I want to root for you, but
you can't. You got to root your own body.
Now, but I'll give you this as a caveat for me to start rooting for you.
Go ahead.
In that same parlay with the Panthers, is I have the Knicks minus 1.5 games. So if the Knicks don't beat Indiana on Friday night, then I can root it in for you.
Okay.
So, I mean, me personally, I think Florida is going to win, but I'll root it in for you. As long as I'm not still rooting in my other ticket.
That means a lot, to be honest with you. It means a lot to me that you're in the foxhole with me. I mean that wholeheartedly. But, you know, this is what it's all about when we talk about rubbing is racing, right?
Rubbing is racing. This is what they talk about. Rubbing is racing, baby. The other game, you need Dallas to finish off that exacta in 6-4-2.
Correct.
You got the big win from Colorado on Wednesday night in Big D. The big middle stat goal put him up. It was iced by McKinnon late. And Colorado's favorite, Joe, minus 115.
That's good.
See, that's the kind of line, Joe, where at least you can. I mean, you can. You see, you really can hedge that a little bit because you got the Mavericks involved there, right?
Yeah, I'm in trouble with that. Well, no.
Listen, you can win it, but you're also not in a spot where you can
hedge it.
You know, where you're down to one leg and you can really hedge it. You still got everything kind of in doubt. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159 here with you. All right, so we mentioned Colorado-Dallas. 6.5 is going to be the total there, Joe. They cleared that easily in Game 5. I'm rooting Dallas, Joe. I hope Dallas gets it for you.
Yeah, I like the fact that they're dogs, though. That's good. I think it's a little bit of an overreaction from the Avalanche. We know they're shorthanded with that player that got suspended, right? So that
Nichushkin.
Could affect them. Right, there you go. Better you than me in terms of butchering that name. So, you know, I think that this is where the Stars will step up. I know it's a tough ask going to Colorado and winning, but, again, I still think they're the more complete team, and I like Thorntonson. What's his name? Thornton? What's his name? Help me out.
Wait, what? What did you say?
Who's the kid that scores that?
For Dallas?
Yeah. What's his name?
Are you talking about Rupe Hintz?
No.
No.
Who's the kid? The kid
Wyatt 15. Johnson?
Johnston. Yeah. I thought it was Thornton. All right, yeah, whatever. The kid steps up, and I think Ottinger will be okay on the road. I'm not so sure about Gourmet.
I think Dallas wins.
I like that they're a slight dog, plus 115. That doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me one bit.
That's okay. You're going to be in good shape with that. You're going to be fine.
Now, I would like them to step up, honestly, and you know, obviously, jump up.
Now you can do this, great. But I can't because I don't have this in New York. But you take Ottinger for Conn Smythe at plus 750. Or, in fact, I'll take you a step further. You take Wyatt Johnston for Conn Smythe at 15-1.
That's not bad, right? Because if they win the cup, then you get him at 15-1. That's
I
not
think
a bad
you take
look.
Both of them. I mean, if they win the cup, it's probably at this point going to be one of those two guys.
Think so? Has Ottinger played that well?
Yeah, he has. He's been good.
Okay.
The goalie gets a lot of juice for that award, too.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah. They do.
All right. Well, there you go.
But Bobrovsky's 22-1 for that.
Nah, he's a sieve. He's leaking oil on Friday night.
He's leaking oil.
I'm telling you, they're going to pepper him early and often. I think Boston found their mojo. Just get me to game 7. Just get me to game 7 where they put all the pressure on that Bobrovsky. I want to see him implode.
That Bobrovsky.
That Bobrovsky. He's hanging on. I told you.
That Bobrovsky.
He's like Copperfield, David Blaine, smoke and mirrors he gets by with. Smoke and mirrors.
Man, I love. There's still enough teams left where there's some real good prices on these Conn Smythe guys too. Just enough left.
What do you think about the basketball? I was looking at some of that. Like, you know, big picture, the basketball, I mean.
Well, the thing with that also is it's the same thing. Like, the Celtics are let's just say you actually think the Celtics are going to win. They're minus 155 or whatever it is, right, for now. Now, I think, Joe, they might not have the market up right now. But they've had, at least in the morning before the games at night, they've had up the NBA Finals MVP market. And that's more of a place where you can, where you can get, I feel, some value for these heavy chalk teams like the Celtics and the Nuggets. You might be able to get those in there. But they actually don't have them up right now, Joe. It's weird the times that it's really only like early afternoon until tip-off where they have those things up. But unfortunately, Joe, I was going to look right now, but I don't have them in front of me. But big picture, I'm saying the same thing that I've said to you. The Celtics have had basically a scrimmage role to get where they are.
True.
They have not been pushed, tested, or anything. Not an inch. And so I'm waiting for them to play someone who's actually going to push them a little bit. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you. All right, Joe. So let's talk about this Nick Pacer game for Friday night. This is a big game six in Indiana. Home team has won all five games so far in this series. Pacers are 5.5-point favorites. Mm. 215 is the total. Now, obviously, we talked before game five, and I kind of told you how I thought it was a little bit more critical than usual, just because the way the series had gone, that the team that whoever won game five was going to win this series. I would have said it if Indiana won. I'm saying it with the Knicks winning. I just don't think that Indiana's going to find a way to get two off of them here. Could they get Friday night? Sure. I think they could. They could, but I don't think they're going to. I think the Knicks are going to win, Joe, and I think having this extra day, not having the every other night, is just going to serve the Knicks even more.
You might be right. Indiana might win and the Knicks might cover. Is this going to be one where no team could steal a road win until game seven or something?
Well, look, I think if Indiana wins, Joe, it's another smash job. If this game's close late, I think that the Knicks win.
Okay.
I think it's money line or nothing for me. I don't need the 5.5. I think they're going to win the game if it's close.
Okay.
That's just kind of where I am with it.
I mean, they're so hot and cold, this Pacer team.
Look, maybe they're going to have, just like we've seen with a couple different teams here in both the NBA and the NHL playoffs, when you get a little back against the wall, a little pushback, and that's what Indiana's got facing them. I just feel like this is going to be a Brunson close it out type of game on Friday night. I think the Knicks pushed the Pacers around a little bit in that game in New York, game five. And the extra rest is just going to help the Knicks even more. I think they find a way. I think it's going to be more like the... Remember the third game, Joe, where Brunson missed the three at the end?
Yeah.
In Indiana. I think it's going to be more like that game, but this time the Knicks win.
All right. I mean, you've been right about the Knicks. You've definitely been right about the Knicks. Yeah, I will give you that. You've had a better feeling on this series than I have. I want in my heart Indiana to somehow make it a game seven, but man, it's just I have no confidence in Halliburton. Like, I know he stepped up, but
Jekyll and Hyde.
That's the problem. One, like, you know, what was it? Game three and four.
You get in the 31 points, or you get in six.
Well, that's the problem, right?
And if he gives you the six,
who else is stepping up is the problem. Can you rely on Siakam or Turner to get you 25-plus? Because Siakam sometimes is gone.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I think that Halliburton's got to have a huge night for them to win. It almost felt like the other night, Joe, he didn't want to shoot, right?
There's some nights he gets scared, I think. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
You want to play DiVincenzo for threes?
How about Hart? Let's go to Hart.
How about Hart triple-double?
All right, what do you want to do with Hart?
23-1. 23-1.
Where do you see that?
Triple-double.
All right, hang on. Let me get it up. Can we parlay it or no?
You can.
So where's that?
You really need to parlay something that's 23-1?
Where do you see the Josh Hart? Where am I looking?
You got to go on this. Go down to. No, you go open up the game.
Mm-hmm.
Go to popular. Scroll on down to record a triple double.
Josh Hart, 23-1. All right.
Let's take a flyer with that, Joe.
All right, let's go.
A Happy Meal bet.
All right, good. I'm in.
I mean, that's a pretty big number. We don't got to put that with anything else.
No, straight.
Unless you want to put it with the golf.
Nah, straight. I put it in straight.
Toasty top 20?
I got toasty top 10, if you really want to know.
Did you take it at 18?
You don't even want to know what I put it.
Wait a second. Did you do it straight, or did you put it with a bunch of nonsense?
What do you think?
I'm guessing you put it with a bunch of nonsense.
Not all nonsense.
Go ahead. How many legs?
Four.
Thank you. Why? It's an 18-1 by itself.
Can I say what it is?
Sure.
Toasty top 10.
All right. Possible.
Mavericks to close out the series at -385.
So it doesn't matter if it's six or seven, as long as the Mavericks win.
Correct.
Okay, next.
Florida State to make the playoff, +154.
You and this Florida State to make the playoff.
You ready?
Yeah.
Boston to win the cup, 27-1.
Ah, you ruined it there. Like, well, why would you do that?
Pays 85,000.
Yeah, you went too deep. You could have put a team to win the cup, but somebody who actually has a chance of winning it.
Why doesn't Boston have a chance to win?
Because you're taking them right now. They're down 3-2. Like, it's just
they got 27-1 to win the cup.
So then play it by itself at 27.
I don't want to play it by itself. I want it with Toasty.
The Toasty by himself is 18. Look at these two massive ones. Then you're sticking this -390 Dallas.
Put me on those things. You know, look at this ticket. Look at this wheel.
Yeah, that's what you're really just trying to do. You want to get on one of those tweets.
Look at this wheel play. Look at this guy.
You want an I said it is what you want. That's what you want to be able to do. You want to be able to stand on the podium and do I said it. Look, wave it around. You're looking for the glory. Instead of just grinding out a win, you just want the glory.
Catch up on that seven.
Right?
Catch up
on that
seven.
Is that what I'm saying?
You're absolutely right. Go big or go home. Okay? Maybe I'm like Gecko. You just never knew.
Greed is good. You must have loved that movie back in the day.
Oh, I did.
I could see you sitting around watching that movie, late 80s, early 90s. A
Let's pop in Wall Street. Let's go.
What about Wall Street 2?
Get me the VHS tape. Let's go. Pop that in the VCR.
Dust it off.
Get that in the VCR. Let's go.
Remember when he has the cell phone? It's the size of a shoe.
Yeah.
Remember?
But back,
it's the size
but back then, too, Joe, you know, you had to look at the TV guide. Wall Street's on HBO Saturday night at 9 o'clock. Let's go.
I used to be a kid, and people think, like, what the hell are they talking about? TV Guide, look at all the college football games. Miami, Florida State,
yeah.
Channel 7, ABC, 12 o'clock, the TV Guide.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. We got to talk about this absolute melt by Carolina in this hockey game. I mean, jeez, Joe.
Meltdown.
Now look, you crawl all the way back. You were down 3-0 in the series. You get the series back to your building for game 6 down 3-2. You have a 3-1 lead going into the third period. And you completely melt down in the third. A hat trick for Chris Kreider. In the third period, he scored the three Ranger goals, Joe. I know they got an empty net at the end to make it 5-3, but really it was Kreider who scored the second, third, and fourth, all in about a 9-minute span. And the Rangers are moving on to the Eastern Conference Final, Joe. What a meltdown.
Terrible, Carver. I mean, Anderson, I had him to get 26 saves, and he finished with 21. Absolutely gutless. I'm sorry to say that, but he was. Absolutely
sure
gutless,
was.
No?
He was gutless, all right. That was...
that was as bad as it gets.
But this has been, I've said this about Carolina for the last few years now. Everybody gets, hyped up on the Carolina Hurricanes. They're favorites most of the year. One of the top two or three favorites for the cup. They have had pathetic goaltending all these years. And Freddie
Anderson. You can't
Anderson's
win without a goaltender that's at least somewhat.
Well, look. Here's the thing. Here's what... Out of nowhere, goaltenders have won the Stanley Cup in recent memory in the last 10 to 15 years. They have. Vegas did it with like three separate guys last year, but kind of unheard of guys who you didn't know who they were, and they kind of stepped up and got it done. Like, look at this kid playing for Vancouver now, like this 22-year-old kid. He's their third-string goalie. He comes out of nowhere. Nobody's seen him. He's playing well. Everybody's known for years Freddie Anderson sucks. So it's like everyone knows for years that the hack that the Oilers are playing sucks. You know, it's just different when you're playing a guy you know is gonna fold. There's a little bit different with the unknown. You know, is it possible some guys have the playoff of their lives and they're never kind of at that level again? You know, I look at somebody like, you know, Holtby for the year the Capitals won, and they have, like, Holtby was ridiculous that playoff. He was never that A-list, top-of-the-line goaltender. He was for two months, and that sometimes does it. But Freddie Anderson's never been that kind of player. And
no.
What an absolute disgrace that was for them. Disgrace. And the Rangers are moving on, Joe. So that's where...
This is it, Carver. This is it.
So the Garden and the New York fans get one of their teams into the Final Four of their sport, and the Knicks have the chance to be the other on Friday night.
Mm.
The other team that moves on. Rangers are now 3-1 to win the Cup, by the way. Same price as Florida. Just behind Dallas, who's plus 290.
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy. And Rangers will play the winner of this Florida-Boston series, obviously, which we've been talking about.
I don't like Boston to win it all. I told you, I don't... You know.
You don't like Boston to win it all. You have You have all these tickets.
I'm talking. I thought you were talking basketball.
Oh, on basketball. No. Oh, yeah. I don't think they're going to win it all either. I think that a big portion of the reason why Boston's at the price that they are to win the NBA title is because the road for them to get there is probably going to continue to be
easy,
fairly manageable. Now,
but even if they play the Knicks, do you really believe that? Like the Knicks, you do. Why? Because
Let's say the Knicks have to play the seventh game on Friday, right?
Right.
I mean, on Sunday. Let's say they lose Friday night, and they got to play another game seven on Sunday. Then they're going to turn right around Tuesday night and play game one against Boston. Boston's been sitting around. They basically haven't had to do any kind of heavy lifting or sweat for basically a month plus at this point. It just sets up, Joe, to where the Knicks just aren't going to be able to hang. It's unfortunate, but I just don't think they're going to be able to hang.
Makes sense. I mean,
I still would take any West team over Boston. I don't care.
I like the West teams. I do. Whoever comes out of there, I think wins. But I guess we'll see. I mean, I am curious. I mean, with the hockey, I know I'm on Boston, but realistically, now the Stars are the front runners right now. Why is Edmonton getting all this love? Like, I don't understand. They've been clearly outplayed up until Friday night's game. Like, why are they getting so much love?
Because they have McDavid.
Is that the only reason?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the guy McDavid hasn't stepped up.
Doesn't matter. They love him. They love him.
Okay. Is that all it is?
That's honestly, I wish I could say it in a different way to you. It's just that is what it is.
It's just so disheartening, though, sometimes, no?
Yeah. It is. But that's the way of the world, Joe. It's the world we live in right now.
I feel like this is a teaching moment. I feel like this is a teaching moment for me.
That's not a teaching moment. Wouldn't say that. But there you go. Nice job, Carolina. Way to finish it off. Everybody gets back in the mix for baseball on Friday night as well, Joe. In fact, the Cubs and Pirates are playing Friday afternoon. The kid Skeens is making his second start for Pittsburgh. So that's going to be exciting. And you know where he's from, right, Joe? He's the number one pick from where, Joe?
LSU.
LSU. That's right. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. So they've got this Skeens over under 6.5 strikeouts on Friday afternoon. It's his second start. He started last Saturday, also against the Cubs. Joe, I'm surprised you haven't been following this guy because you're such a homer for LSU.
I am, but in baseball, it's been a while since they had Skip Bertman as coach. Mm.
Skeens threw 4 innings and struck out 7 against the Cubs last Saturday. It was a weird game. They had a billion rain delays and it got really wild after that. But he's going to pitch in Chicago against the Cubs, the businessman special on Friday afternoon. You want to take him over the 6.5 Ks?
Yeah, why not?
You'll do anything with it. You want to take him 20-1 for Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, there you go.
Those are numbers that speak your language.
Do they have the mid-year strikeouts like we did with Gerrit Cole last year?
I think at the All-Star break we'll do that.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that's when they're going to offer us that.
All right. That was pretty fun to make the second half of the year interesting.
Yeah.
Sitting
we'll
through.
Get involved with that. We're going to have, trust me, we're going to have some lonely nights here together in July where we'll be able to do that. Those days are coming, Joe.
I can't wait, Carver.
Those nights where we spend like basically one of the 2 hours is just all like football preview.
Mountain West win totals. Hey, we had almost Air Force last year, 17-1. You can't say no. We started out 8-0.
We did.
And then when it loses, they lost their last four, you were bashing me. Like, I mean, we had a shot.
Well, because that, I tailed your play, and it was a bad one.
It wasn't a bad one. It was the best.
They lost four games.
They were 8-0 heading into week 9. What do you want?
Great, and then they finished 0-4.
Well, then you should have taken Washington and Michigan. What do you want me to tell you?
I mean, they didn't even give us a sweat at the end.
They lost to Army. That's what happened. They got too big for their britches. Overlooked the small guy.
They lost to Army.
And that sent them off the rails. They were never the same team again.
Any overs for you in baseball here on Friday night? Lots of big numbers.
Yeah.
9.5 in Texas. No, a lot of 8.5.
You ready?
Yeah.
I have two overs.
Smash play.
Milwaukee Houston is one.
Smash play.
That's not a smash play. You know what you want the smash?
Yeah.
You want the smash?
Red Sox Cardinals.
No, that's not. I'm not going back. They did good for me this week. I'm not going for them on the weekend. Colorado Giants over game one. Smash special. Okay.
Smash special.
And I told you they cut me down with that toasty. They clipped me when he hit the top 20.
Did it?
Good.
So it real. How much did it? Send me that over. I want to see how much they took from you.
They took me down a lot.
I want to see. Yeah. Because I get so fired up because obviously you know that I get hit with that a lot. The dead heat with the golf.
They clipped me.
And
good.
You
knew what the ticket was paying.
Yes. Oh, yeah, man, yeah. They slash. You talk about slashing prices. I mean,
like the Ginsu knife. Ching, ching, ching.
I mean, it's like not even worth having the ticket anymore.
All right, there you go.
I'm not kidding. Like, it's just like, well, I mean, what?
It's like whatever.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
Is what it is. If only he didn't try to hit it over the water there on 7.
He got too big. He got too big. He was showboat.
He was feeling hot after a couple of birdies.
He's like me, feeling hot. People, you know, I do this for a living.
All right, Joe. So I'll see you tomorrow. We'll have a lot of action. Well, there's a couple game sixes. And the Knicks and the Pacers, and we'll be heading into the weekend with the golf.
That's great.
So now I wish we took Toasty to make the cut. I wish we would have took that number.
No. Forget to make the cut. I took Toasty top 10 and top 20. I'm sitting on two top 20s.
Wow,
you got
to try climb the ladder with him, huh?
Yeah.
Good job. Good job by Matias Bradell as well. Carver, Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow.